My room is a mess, so.
On a quiet street northwest of downtown Indianapolis, 57-year-old Tim Turner is heading upstairs to his bedroom. He shares this house with two other formerly homeless veterans.
I'm usually up in my room watching Netflix on my phone. Right now, The Walking Dead.
Turner is just days away from moving to his own place and starting a job at a medical call center. It's a new beginning, decades after Turner's Army service was cut short by scoliosis.
Then I just started moving around, living like a gypsy. You know, I figured if I couldn't see the world when I was in the service, I'd see it on my own.
He worked odd jobs while struggling with depression and addiction. Finally, he says groups like the Hoosier Veterans Assistance Foundation, or HVAF, helped him get sober and find work. Now he's nervous but excited about
getting on my own, getting to experience life without having to use drugs or alcohol to enhance it.
Turner plans to retire in his new job.
I'm moving on here this weekend. I am very much looking forward to it.
In recent years, more veterans like Turner have asked HVAF for help finding work. They feel challenged by the process, says spokeswoman Deborah Devines.
They don't know where to start, they don't have a working resume, or they don't know a good first step into putting their skills on paper.
But she says vets do have a lot to offer, and businesses are starting to take notice. Earlier this month, reps from companies like Rolls-Royce and Toyota gathered in Indianapolis to learn more about hiring veterans and to get hundreds of their resumes. State officials talked about how vets struggle to translate military qualifications into civilian speak and face mental health challenges in the workplace. But businesses that already employ lots of vets also say it's worth it, that they're problem solvers, strategists with technical skills, and a tendency to come to work sober, on time, and in uniform. Toyota Indiana HR manager Bill Dyer says that can be hard to find. Plants like his north of Evansville see dozens of jobs turn over every month, but he says veterans are a reliable fit.
The military has standard operating procedures, so that link is very tight, I think, with how the military operates and how a manufacturing organization operates.
Venture Logistics General Manager Ronnie Betts agrees. His freight trucking company could put 150 new drivers to work tomorrow, he says, and veterans are his favorite group to hire.
We can put them in a $135,000 truck with a $35,000 trailer pulling $500,000 worth of freight, and it's nothing new to those guys.
Veteran unemployment is actually less than half that of Indiana's general population right now. But combat drawdowns overseas still mean a steady supply of potential workers. And though employers can't legally prioritize hiring veterans, they do go out of their way to find them. Because the openings will keep coming, too. The state expects to have 1 million jobs to fill over the next decade, and its workforce development programs offer special resume and interview help just for vets to be ready to apply. Still, even with assistance, it can be a slow process.
My name is Obadiah Smith, Jr. I serve at a Grissom Air Reserve Base, and I'm currently unemployed and actually looking for work, and it's been a tremendous endeavor for me.
Smith is a chaplain at Grissom and the lone unemployed vet the state had speak at the summit in Indianapolis. He lost his day job right before deployment and has been job hunting since he got back in 2013.
I've been looking at major automotive companies. I even looked at just being a janitor, just whatever it meant for me to have income coming in for me and my family.
Smith thinks veterans' certifications and experiences can be tough for civilian employers to understand and for veterans to condense onto a page.
I've been told to tone down my resume. I love bow ties, as you can see, and I've actually been told ditch the bow tie.
But he's sporting one at the hiring summit. He says he'll keep sending out applications until something new comes his way. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Indianapolis.